Everybody, welcome to Washington, D.C. I'm Mike Wobshaw, joined by Vikings defensive end Jared Allen. After the longest bus ride ever, we've arrived at our hotel and production meeting. Tell fans out there, production meetings are a part of road trips. What happens at a production meeting?
It's kind of crazy. It's kind of like a political debate. We get asked a lot of questions. We provide a lot of useless answers. And then they go and display that to the viewing audience.
Very good analogy. So while you're waiting to go into your production meeting, we've grabbed you for an interview. We play the Redskins. But before we get to the game, I want to ask you, you are tied for the NFL career record in safeties with 4. Can you get number 5 this year?
I hope so. We'll see what the good Lord allows me to get. Obviously, if there's an opportunity arises, I'm gonna shoot for it. But a lot of that depends on Chris Cluey.
Explain.
Can he do his job punting well enough to pin them back, 1 or 2 yards deep, so we have a chance for a tackle for loss or a sack in the end zone? So, a lot of moving parts on that, but I am going to do my best, and wouldn't that be kind of cool to hold an actual league record, unlike my 22?
Well, sack, in some parallel universe, you have that.
22.5.
Right. Robert Griffin III, you have to play him this week, tomorrow. He's pretty good, right?
He's a rookie, but he's very athletic, let's put it that way. I'm not going to crown him the second coming like Subway has. It's a little annoying when you see someone who hasn't done anything in the league, get all this praise for something they haven't accomplished yet. There's a lot of really good quarterbacks. He is a phenomenal athlete, I'll give him that. He's a playmaker, and they have high hopes for him. We got to go in there and we got to hit him. We got to get him off his game and show him what the NFL is all about.
Note to self, don't ask Jared about rookies. Okay, so the Vikings, our defense, we're playing awesome, especially the last 3 games, holding opponents to 11 points per game, under 300 yards per game. Why are we able to do that? What's going on?
Honestly, we're just playing good ball right now. We're just simple, good, simple, fundamental football. I think everybody's doing their job and no one's getting out of sorts and trying to make a play. But at the same time, our offense has been doing a phenomenal job of not turning the ball over. And when they are able to put drives together, even if they don't score, when you put a 5-6 minute drive together and you're not turning the ball over, and then special teams is playing well, we're getting a good field position and we're able to dictate some things that we do. And like I said, up front we're doing a good job of being physical, staying in our gaps and shutting down the run. And when you can shut down the run, you can get after them in every other phase.
Do you want to play some tic-tac-toe?
Done. Let's do this.
Okay, here we go. Since you're bigger than me, I'll let you go first. You have to use green, though.
D.C., I'm a Republican.
Oh God, I am too. So I don't want to use blue. All right. So you get to go first.
All right. Hold on. I probably got some sort of disease from biting that cat now. I'm gonna go. Choose wisely, my friend. You should in a cat's game. If I know what I'm doing. And I've been known to know what I'm doing. That was a terrible move by me.
Yeah.
So this is going to be a cat's game.
Yep. We don't have time for very many more.
And it's all because
I'm a big believer in karma. And so I want us to go 5-1. So I'm going to go. And to go 5-1, we need you to play well. So I'm going to go there. Jared wins.
Bam.
All right. Jared wins.
Bam. Since we're in D.C., your 3 favorite presidents of all time?
Well, that would be George Washington, because he was the first, and that was pretty cool. Ronald Reagan, because he rocked. I mean, let's be honest. Even Democrats liked Ronald Reagan. Then I would have to say my 3 favorite. I'm going to throw a little love this way just to show that I am bipartisan. I'm going to go with Bill Clinton, because we had a surplus. And this deficit is killing us, and I appreciate a man who can get our country back into the black.
One more quick one. The Viking who would make the best president.
Viking that would make the best president. Past, present, or future? Or
current Viking.
Current Viking that would make the best president. Well, I wouldn't do a good job because I'd react too emotionally to things. Goodness. Colin Loeffler. Colin Loeffler, hands down.
All right. Thanks for joining us, man. Good luck tomorrow.
Thanks a lot.